from KQED.
There was no Instagram in the 1990s. We didn't even have cameras in our phones. But a new experience has popped up in the Bay Area that helps us imagine that kind of thing. And joining us to talk about it is Carly Severn, co-host of KQED's podcast, The Cooler. Hello, Carly.
Hello, Brian.
So what is this thing? What is it all about?
So it's called The 90s Experience, and it is in Jack London Square in Oakland. And it's basically the latest Instagrammable experience to come to the Bay Area. So if people went to the Color Factory or the Museum of Ice Cream in downtown San Francisco, this will be familiar. So it's an experience designed to be lived through Instagram, but with this nostalgia tip. And there are several installations which are themed to the 90s. So The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, The Couch from Friends, Super Mario, and even a booth where you can swim like the baby on the front cover of Nirvana's Nevermind.
These are all things that I have not thought about in a very long time. So how does something like this wind up in Oakland?
That is a great question. And when I saw this, I couldn't help but think, is this really Oakland's 90s? And I did speak to the organizers about this. And they are all from the Bay Area, East Bay specifically. And they did want touches of Oakland 90s. So there's references to Tupac and Too Short and MC Hammer. But they said they didn't want it to be too Oakland specific. They wanted to keep it kind of universal.
What's up with the 90s? Why are we nostalgic for the 90s?
Right? You can't escape the fact there has been this wave. There's movies, fashion, the endless Clueless nostalgia. I don't know if you've experienced that. And we have always looked back and we've hyped up these previous eras and their trappings. We've loved to it. And the 90s is weird because it kind of feels close enough to be familiar, like we recognize it, but it's remote enough to feel special. Like there's this analog whiff to the 90s that we really like.
At the end of the day, who is something like this for?
That is such a good question. And it's one thing, it's like remember an era, and it's another thing to recreate it as this like livable experience for Instagram. This is nostalgia on steroids. And it's funny because when we talk about nostalgia, I always think of another like icon of nostalgia, Mad Men. So nostalgic for the 50s and 60s, but so satirical with it. And they talked about the power of nostalgia in advertising and how you can evoke reactions and emotions in people. It's all about going back to a place where you felt safe and comfortable. I think that's childhood. I think this is squarely aimed at people who grew up in the 90s. I think you gravitate to the era you grew up in. And let's face it, millennials in their 30s, as I am myself, they're ostensibly like coming into their full spending power. And with tickets priced at $32 for this experience, I think they'll need it.
KQED's Carly Severn, co-host of The Cooler podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.